We're catching up with Central College football coach Jeff McMartin following a 35-10 win over Simpson as the Dutch have improved to 8-1 on the season and 6-1 in American Rivers Conference play. Coach, thanks for joining us on a rainy, sleety, and turned into a snowy day here at Buxton Stadium, but you come away with the W. What do you think about this one?
It's good to get the win. This is a big, big rivalry game. Simpson won three straight, and they're a very improved football team over a year ago. So we knew it was going to be a great challenge. We also had some things happen today, some injuries and different things happen, the weather, and we didn't use any of those things as excuses or reasons why we couldn't perform. I thought our guys just went out and they just battled really hard and gave their best effort, and that's kind of where we ended up with it.
Fell behind 10-0 because of a couple of miscues, right? The dropped punt snap and then an interception, and your defense able to at least hold to a field goal on that second one, which I know you see as a victory in that kind of a situation. But down 10, doesn't seem like anything's going your way, and then boom, just an avalanche the other way. What turned it around?
Well, I mean, the turnover, getting our turnover, and then the punt blocks. Two punt blocks in a game. If you get one in a game, you feel pretty happy about it. To get two and then to score off of both of those are huge things. And big momentum switcher, and we had the win. The win was significant in the kicking game, obviously. It wasn't so much in the actual game of it all, but as far as the kicking game went, the win was very significant. And once we kind of got them going to the win, those things really helped us and really was a big reason why we were able to have success.
Well, when you force turnovers or get the other team to make mistakes, you want to make them pay, right, and capitalize on it. And that's something you did today.
Yeah, and I think that, the takeaway for the offense is like, hey, when we got the ball in those types of situations, we scored. And, in fact, we scored pretty quickly.
Yes.
So those were good things. And this was the day was tough sledding, and it was going to be that way for both teams. I felt like going to the game is going to be a pretty defensive struggle game. And so, as it turned out, we really debated even taking the win in the third quarter. And so when we didn't, and to be able to score in that quarter and come away with points, that was a really huge thing to say, well, you kind of gamble there and it paid off a little bit, but I was glad to see how well our guys fought and battled.
Your defense only allowed 10 points today, and they were both on short fields in the first quarter. What'd you think about their overall performance?
Yeah, I thought they played really hard. We were able to affect the quarterback and pressure him and, create some maybe injuries and some different plays. And so that went well for us and put them in a tough situation. And so give those guys a lot of credit. We also caused fumbles, interceptions, we had two interceptions. I mean, a ton of turnovers, and that's how you win football games.
All right, let's look ahead to Co. Next Saturday, it's the regular season finale, a win, and we're into the playoffs. We get second place in the American Rivers Conference, and it's a team we haven't beaten in a few years, Coach. What do you think about the Co-Hawks coming to Skipper Stadium to wrap up the regular season?
Yeah, I mean, they're a very good football team. You look at their two losses are to Wartburg and River Falls, and two playoff teams, two ranked teams. So, they're a very complete team. They've reloaded really well, done a great job, and, we're going to have a battle, and we're going to have to play our best and give it everything we have and find a way. And, football, you really have to kind of be complete in all areas. Your offense, your defense, even special teams today, you saw that. And then, have a few things go your way, make some good decisions, make some plays. I think that for us, what the message they're going to hear from our guys is they got to believe in themselves. They got to believe that they can do it and believe in each other. And then they got to trust their technique, just trust what they do, have a plan for that and be ready. And, all the other stuff, we're just trying to, go into the game, be very process oriented, have a good play, have a good drive, have a good series, get off the field if you're on defense, and do those things. And then when you have opportunities to show up and make a big play, you make it. To me, those are really important, critical aspects of it all. And then you look at it when it's all over and see where you're at. But I'll tell you this, our kids have played hard all year. And it's a group of kids that they care about each other, they love each other, and they're playing for each other. And they did it again today. They showed today just how they got bound together and did everything they could do. And so I don't see any reason why we won't play that way next week.
It's Central & Co. next week, and we'll have live coverage on 92.1 KRLS. On Saturday, Central beat Simpson 35-10. Now let's send it to Andrew Swadner with head coach Reed Hoskins for the Simpson perspective.
A tale of a first quarter and the remaining three quarters. After the fumble in the second quarter, just the momentum turned and the Storm never got it back.
Yeah, certainly. When you go back and watch the tape, the miscues are what's going to be really evident there. And, certainly when you play good teams and, you want to step up into a top 25 type of matchup, you can't have those. You really can't. And, proud of a lot of different units, a lot of guys that really played really hard, did a lot of great things, especially on the defensive end. But, certainly when you get a couple punts blocked and, put the ball on the ground, that's always going to be something that, that keeps you from being successful, that's for sure.
Central didn't have a scoring drive of longer than two plays this game here today. It was the turnovers just really hurting the Storm here this afternoon, and the two blocked punts for touchdowns as well.
Yeah, no question. I mean, that's those are things in any game that are certainly a challenge to overcome. And, proud of our guys to, talk through and get some adjustments made so that it didn't repeat itself there. But, certainly things that we're going to spend some time on here this week, making sure we're shoring up for next Saturday.
I know with the changing quarterback, Jaden Thorson hurt, came out to start the third quarter. You could tell he was not 100% at all. And that just throws a wrench into the works a little bit. But and then Evan goes down too. Yeah, and it just kind of felt like what wasn't your day wasn't your day.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's tough. Certainly, proud of Evan being ready to jump in there and obviously came down and ended up having a dislocated shoulder there. And, even afterwards when they got that thing put back in, he was roaming up and down the sidelines trying to help even though he wasn't available, and really speaks to the type of leaders and certainly that next man up mentality. Jaden Hubbard jumping in there and, taking control of things and, just a little limited when, amount of reps, when you get to your third string quarterback, and that certainly challenges things.
A bright spot for the Storm today was DeMarco Young, I think just 5 yards off his career high, but really turning into, over the course of this season, that every down back that maybe at the start of last year you didn't really want to have to see, but has turned into that guy.
Yeah, no, and DeMarco has done a great job of continuing to be driven to be better. From the moment he stepped on campus and moving forward, and certainly he's he's probably a little focused on the time that the ball got away from him, from that side of things, but did a great job of being patient, really, letting things develop up front of I thought our offensive line battled. They really battled, and that's one of the best defensive fronts in our conference for sure. And I thought our guys matched up well and held their own, and certainly DeMarco being able to have a good feel for where that ball needed to hit, and put us in position to move the ball and hopefully score some points.
One of those games that that hurts a lot for a good reason. As you came in, you had that first quarter where it felt like you were firing on all cylinders. You got a couple breaks to go your way, getting the points off of their punt miscue as well. Yeah. How do you try and kind of relate the first quarter to the other three quarters, knowing that this is what you want to see and this is what you absolutely don't?
Yeah, no, it's easy. I mean, whether it was a Saturday or last Saturday or any point in the first 9 weeks, I mean, there's good, bad in every single game. Certainly limited mistakes is always the name of the ball game when you're trying to be successful. Making sure that we don't let one play, certainly affect the next. And I thought overall our guys handled that in the right way. There's always ways to certainly improve upon that. But, our guys are very resilient, stayed into it, even our sideline all the way right there till the end. We're, encouraging one another and engaged in what's going on the field, and speaks a lot to the culture that those leaders in that locker room have really put together.
Storm want to end the season strong on the road at Nebraska Wesleyan and have a winning record for the first time since, I believe, 2018. Yeah. And that would be a big moment for the Storm if they can go out and get a win next week against the Prairie Wolves.
Yeah, for sure. And, there's still a lot to play for when it comes right down to it. And, as much as senior day and their last time certainly out here on the field, what it comes down to is the season's not over with. This team's not done with. And, we're really going to enjoy, the opportunity to get back out there and get to work here this week and slap those helmets on one more time in 2025.
Final thoughts on a 35-10 defeat here against Central at Buxton Stadium.
Yeah, certainly disappointing if you just look at the outcome as far as that goes. But, a lot of pride and a lot of guys that 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 really put themselves out there and, you know, worked really hard to get to this point. And, you know, looking forward to, you know, getting back to work with them tomorrow.
Our thanks to both Central head coach Jeff McMartin and Simpson head coach Reed Hoskins for joining us following Central's 35-10 victory over the Storm on Saturday afternoon. For Andrew Swadner, I'm Trevor Castle on today's Lely Radio Sports page on KNIA KRLS.